השם אל אברום, לך לך מארצך וממולדתך ומבית אביך. So the pasuk brings down that Avraham Avinu has to leave from three places: Me'artzecho, from your country; Mimoladetecho, from the place you were born; Umibeis Avicho. So the Mefarshim asks that the order is the wrong order. When a person leaves a country, first he leaves his house, then he leaves the place that he was born, the city that he was born, the area that he was born, and then he leaves the country. But if you leave the country, you already left Moladetecho, and when you leave Moladetecho, you for sure left Me'arbeis Avicho. So the order is the wrong order. Me'arzecho, Moladetecho, Me'arbeis Avicho. It's not the right order. So Reb Chaim, I say over from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, "Someday before Reb Chaim, the Balei Musar, the Mefarshim explained that the Torah is really merames a very deep thing here. That Avraham Avinu didn't only have to leave the physical place. He didn't only have to leave the physical place where he lived. He had to be misnasek from kol hara, from the bad. And the hisnaskus from the bad." Zog the Welt is the opposite. The country, a person is not so connected to this country. He's more connected to the place that he was born, to his family root, to his culture. Then he's even more connected to Beis Avicho. So in the order of leaving and disconnecting from everything what Avraham Avinu was connected to, the order is Artzecho, Melatecho, Beis Avicho. So this is the way the Torah was merames, that the hisnaskut is in the opposite way. This is the reason the Torah really said the order different. This is a different part that we'll get that maybe in the Hemshech. So Reb Chaim said that the reason the Torah gave Artzecho, Moladetecho, the Beis Avicho, why the Torah gave that order? So Reb Chaim said the reason the Torah gave this order, the Torah wanted to make it three separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah to leave the country, one mitzvah to leave the Moiledes, one mitzvah to leave the Beis Avicho. If the order would be the opposite, it would be one mitzvah. Leave your house, your city, your country, just get away. So Avraham Avinu will get only one mitzvah. And the minute that it's written upside down, so it's three different mitzvahs. Me'artzecho, Me'ladetecho, Me'arbeis Avicho. Reb Baruch Ber would say, it says in the Pasuk, leave the house. To where? So the Pasuk says, Elo Oretz Asher Areka, leave your house to where I will show you. Frank Reb Baruch Ber, why Hashem didn't tell Avraham Avinu, leave Choron, go to Eretz Yisrael. Leave Artzecho, Moladetecho, Beis Avicho, you know to where? You will see. You will see. It happened one more time in the Akedah. Go. Just go. Frank Reb Baruch Ber, why he doesn't say, go to Eretz Yisrael? Zog Reb Baruch Ber, if Hashem would tell Avraham Avinu, leave to Eretz Yisrael, so what is the mitzvah? To go to Eretz Yisrael. So the whole way is a Hechsher mitzvah. Because he has to get to Eretz Yisrael. When it doesn't say where to go to, so every step is a mitzvah. Reb Baruch Ber said, this is the way in Avodas Hashem. A lot of people that are not successful in Avodas Hashem, the way to put Avodas Hashem in front of them is, they have to become a Talmid Chochem. He has to become a Baal Chesed. He has to become someone. All of the way, he's heading there. So everything is a Hechsher Mitzvah. And in a Hechsher Mitzvah, you have ups and downs. But if a person feels every step, every day, every morning, every davening, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, this is the way he grows. Not only the chart, I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem, I'm not becoming a Talmid Chochem. I'm making it, I'm not making it. Then everything is a hechsher mitzvah. But if the person is heading, the stipler said the same thing, al derech dem, the stipler said, Hashem didn't tell him where to go to, because then it's very easy to go. He has a goal. He has to get to Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham starts to walk. He knows he has 2 days he's getting there. Now he's walking. Maybe this walk will be for 10 years. So he gets a much bigger schar than Avraham Avinu was going without knowing to where he gets. Then the pasuk goes down. And these are the psukim that need a lot of pshat. Avram is about to go to Mitzrayim. Vayomer al Sora Ishtoi. Hini no yodati ki isho yifas mareat. I noticed that you're nice. I'm scared the Mitzrayim will take you. So Rashi says, what is hini no yodati? Medrash Agodo. Till now, he never saw his wife. He never knew how his wife looks. He took tzniyah shebeneyim. Achshav al adei maise hikir bo. He said, he saw the water. He says, we're coming to Mitzrayim, they will take you. Frek de marsho, en chidush ha'agod en sanhedrin, osur lekadosh yisei isho ad shirenu. Ha, Avraham Avinu says that I didn't know how you look. Now I see that you look nice. Also, the kind of Isha Ad Shiren. Avraham Avinu was not the kind of this Chazal. So the Maharsho says two terutzim. One terutz of the Maharsho that he looked, but he thought in 80 years it changed. She's 90 years old. He didn't know your daddy that you stay the same. Another terutz of the Maharsho. A person that is not planning to look later doesn't have to look. Also, the guy is Isha Achi Reno. But in Panovich, they asked the Kashi, I don't want to say the answer because it was not the good Bochum that asked the Shaila. So I'm saying the Shaila without the answer. So what he says, I'm scared, we'll come to Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim will grab you. Maybe everyone looks like this. If Avram never saw an Isha, tells him, sorry, listen, I see now you look good, the mitzvah will grab you. Everyone is like that. How you know that as they cook, there's a fry. He never saw Tzuras Isha, this is what Chazal said. So what, he's so nervous? They had the Mahalachim, I don't want to say the Mahalachim. When I was a bacher, this was the kash that was going around. I say, not in the good, not in the Choshevari. So the Pasuk says, and here's a mamish, a matnezach. I heard a givaldi kipshat. I forgot from who, but it's emes leamito. So he turns over to his wife, and listen what he tells her. A ridiculous thing. Imri no achoisiat. I'm scared they will kill me. Tell them, you're my sister. Vemele, you know why? Look in Pasuk, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Imri no achoisiat. Leman yitav li ba'avurech. V'choysa nafshi biglolech. So Rashi, yitav li ba'avurech, I'm your brother. You know how much presents I will get? Rashi, yitav li matonis. V'choysa nafshi biglolech. And also, you know, they will not kill me. Someone says, he goes over to his wife, listen, we're coming to Mitzrayim, they'll see you, they want to take you, they will kill me. So say I'm your brother, so b'meile, they will not kill me, and I'll get a lot of presents. Mistama, he meant, wow, Rashi b'pashtas, pshat. Chumash Rashi, pshat. Pshat, if you tell Stam, I'm Stam a stranger, I'm the driver. This is my driver, yeah? It's my helper. I'm the rich lady, and this person is helping me to go around. So then I will not get presents. Sam, your brother, right? So I'll get some presents. This is the pshat, the poshut and Rashi. This is Chachom, he speaks about it. He says, it has to be like that. I don't understand. Avraham Avinu is telling his wife, listen, you know, Sam, your brother, I'll get some presents. Avraham Avinu. Say, I'm your brother. I'm scared you'll kill me. Say, I'm your brother. I tried to get some money out of it. There's a reason. Say, Matan Ezeche. He can't be even crazy. I'll say, Matan Ezeche. Avraham says, that matter from presents. Later we'll see in the parasha, Avraham says, I don't want michut v'atzroich na'al. V'al toimer ani yeshalti es Avraham. V'al toimer ani yeshalti es Avraham. I'm a nice word, I'll tell you on that because b'schus ya has this kasha, yeah? That's the pshat. But you know what? Avraham wants presents. What Avraham had to say? Say I'm your brother, and v'choyso nafshi, they will not kill me, and they'll give me presents. At least, you know, Avraham, what is more important? Say, I'm your brother, they will save me. Yeah, yeah. That is, no, I'm first to speak about money. The tenet is, Pshat is Poshet. It's Emes Lamito. Avraham said, if you will say I'm a stranger, they'll say, so why the guy is hanging around with her? It's her husband. Don't tell us stories. We know, we want to take her. Who's this guy? No, he's just walking here around there. It's the husband. It's not why he's hanging around with this lady. Zot Avraham, say no, I'm your brother. I go to get the shmekeran. You know, I'm going around with you to get a present. He's my brother, you know, he wants something. So the mele they will leave me alive. So that like this way. Imrina choisius, leman yitav li ba'avurech. I want to get a present. I'm here to be the mechut. I'm coming with her to be the mechut. The mele. Not that Avraham was trying to get a presence. The presence, Bepshat Apostle. Look, this is Chachom, I think Kimat says it. Chachom Kimat says it. That he asked the Kashe, Leman Yitav Li Ba'avurech. So he asked Seinem Aton Esichi, Avraham doesn't want presence. You see later in the Parsha, skipping to the end, get it about. Avraham Avinu doesn't want. Vayoshev eskol arechush. Vayeitzev malki tzedek. Vayem melech sdoim el Avraham. Ten li hanefesh. Vayem el Avraham el melech sdoim. Im ichut ba'atzro ichna. Veloitoy marani esharti es Avraham. I don't want you to say you gave me money. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised me money. Please don't. I don't want you to be the one going around to say you gave me money. Take back your money. Don't worry. Avraham Avinu says, I'm sure Hashem will give me money. I don't need your money. So I heard once a Givaldi Givald Bevot, one of the Choshev Rebbes, I forgot his name. I just remember now, so I'll say it. He says, we say in benching, V'no'al tatzricheinu Hashem elekeinu, lo'y lidei matnas basovodom, v'lo'y lidei alvosom, kim le'yot chob, le'yot apsucho. Loli de matnas besovodom, no presents. Loli de alvosom, no borrowing money. Kim leyotcha, how? Because everyone is benching every day, hoping to go out to work. Every year is benching to hope to go out to work. You bench every day. Loli de matnas besovodom, I don't want presents. Loli de alvosom, not even to borrow money. Kim leyotcha, Hashem, just drop it, yeah? Doesn't go. So what are you asking for? Hashem, let me to go out to work, and I'll be matzliach. Every year wants to go out to work. We hope everyone will stay in this medrash. So he said a gevaldik gezach. It's three kind of people that give money. Some people give money, you know, he supports the whole Russia. He supports the whole Russia. He supports. He supports all the Kerelim, you know, all the Shasim. He's the guy, yeah? He's the guy. He does everything. I don't mean no one specific, Chas v'Shalom, yeah? He's the guy. This is one person. There's another kind of people. He gives money, you know, to the Gdolim, that when he comes, he has it in. You know, he pays them off. You know, when he wants to come in, that's his fault. So he gets it. He gets all the Gdolim. He puts it right. So he's not giving money to Tzedakah. He's lending out the money, yeah? He's investing it. He's giving it out, that when he comes, he will have it in. And if some people give out the money, they feel that they're shluchim from the Ribbono Shel Olam to do the right thing with the money. So we bench every day. We don't want money. A person that feels I'm the one that gives. Not the people that are giving, it's an investment. Kim miyad chaps, the people that they feel that they're the shluchim from the Ribbono Shel Olam, from these people we're happy to get money. So this is what Avraham Avinu told Melech Zedek. I won the war. I'm allowed to take the money. But you will go around and say, you know, ani yashati es Avraham. It's our money. We gave Avraham money for fighting. No. If you will say, ve'al toimer ani yashati es Avraham. From a person that will say, ani yashati es Avraham, from these people we don't want the money. Chazal say that Leuten Avram, after they get all the things from Avimelech, Vahi Rif ben Roye Mikne Avram und ben Roye Mikne Leut. They were fighting. Why they were fighting? Because the Royim from Leut, they led the animals to eat from Sodes Acherim, because they hold all the land belongs to Avram Avinu. And they were fighting. Vayomer Avram Eloit, Al Noti Meriv Obeini Obeincho. We're brothers. If you want, go to the left, go to the right. And Avram and Lloyd goes to Zdoy. It's a very interesting pasuk. Avram tells Lloyd, I don't want to fight with you. Ki anoshim achim anachnu. We're brothers. Rashi says, anoshim achim anachnu, kroivim. Umedresh agodo, doimim beklaster ponim. Avram and Lloyd looked exactly the same. Avram and Lloyd had the same face. So it's very strange. I understand. Avram tells Lloyd, listen, it's not kedai to fight. You know, your shepherds, my shepherds, it's a whole mess. You know, maybe we'll separate. We're cousins. And listen, we look like each other, yeah? What is the Shaykhs? What is the Shaykhs, this Medrash Agoda here? The Medrash Agoda wants to say that Avram and Lloyd look like each other, I hear. What is the Medrash Agoda coming to say? Avram tells Lloyd, you know, it's not kedai to fight. Come, we'll separate. Because we're cousins. And you know, we look like each other. So I saw Givaldi Kipshat. What bothers the Royal Lloyd, that Royal Avram, that Royal Lloyd are stealing? Lloyd is a Ganev, let it be a Ganev. Why was the fight? Lloyd is a Ganev, Avram is not a Ganev. Why is taking a place of a fight because the Royal Lloyd are stealing and Royal Avram tell them off, so it's a whole family fight? We told you, you're not allowed to steal. They're stealing. The Teretz is, because by night, everyone knew that Royal Lloyd stole. So all the people from the city came to yell on Lloyd, right? But they didn't know the difference of Avram and Lloyd. Every day by Avram Avinu, everyone was coming to complain that the people were stealing. So where Avram was going, everyone was claiming that his shepherds are Ganovim. Because they saw him in charge. It's my brother, looks exactly like, it's my cousin, looks like me. Avram, listen, you're stealing. You know, you will deal with all of your shepherds, and they stole all of our field. Avram says, I? So, yeah, we saw you. No, is that someone that looks exactly like, you know, my double, I call it, yeah? So, Bemele, this is what Avram told him. We can't fight. We look like each other. And this Chazal, by me, is Alam Alakashe. It's Zaydi Kekashe, but it's a Gishma Kekashe. That it says in the Pasuk that when Avram, you know, Sarah didn't have a kid for a long time. Then she was taken to Avimelech's house, and then she has a kid. So Litzon Ador, Rashi says, and told us, claim the kid didn't come from Avram. For 100 years she didn't have kids. The kid came from Avimelech. Shehoyu Litzon Ador, Rashi in the beginning told us, Hoyu Oimri, Me Avimelech Nisa Abro Soro. Ma Oso HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzar Klaster Ponim Shel Yitzchok Ke Avram. Vezehu Shomar, Eile told us Yitzchok, Avram, only this Yitzchok. Eile told us Yitzchok, and everyone was laughing at Yitzchok, so Hashem turned him up that he looks exactly like Avram. The kash is like this. Chazal say, when you marry your Isha, you know, your kids would look like your brother-in-laws. Right? You have to be careful when you marry someone to check who is the brother-in-laws. Because Roiv Achim, Roiv Bonim, Doimim Le'achei, most of the kids come out like the brothers of the mother. Now, Lloyd, Rashi says in the beginning of the parasha, Lloyd and Sarah were brothers and sisters. So, what Yitzchok looks like Avram, it's not a right that he's a son of Avram Avinu. Even if he's a son of Sarah, he could look like Lloyd. So what helps that Hashem turned over Yitzchok to look like Avram? to say that it's not a marriage from Avimelech. It's a marriage from Yitzchak, from Avraham, if Lloyd exactly looks like Avraham. So even if it's born from Avimelech and Lloyd, most chances the kid would look like Lloyd. So what helped that Tzar Hashem, Klas Nepon, and Zekashi Be'etzim, and Lloyd told us, Midrashi Bayos. I suddenly know everything. No. So I want a couple of zachen to say in the parsha. The pasuk says lemaise that Avraham Avinu makes the whole war. He fights, and Malkitzedek Melech Sholem Shem comes out and he gives him bread and wine. Vayiten loy maiser mikol. Avraham Avinu gives maiser. This is the first maiser ksofim that we have in the Torah. Avraham Avinu gives maiser ksofim to Shem, Malkitzedek Melech Shem. Vayiten loy maiser mikol. Vayiten loy maiser mikol. He gave him a full maiser. So it's a famous maiser. One is in Mamish B'Ktzora. That was a Yidin Bnei Brak that went to the building and he found 100 shekel on the steps. So he came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky to ask him, what is the halacha? Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, Motzo mois mefuzores, arei elu sheloi. The guy says, but I want to be machzer, you know, lifnim mishur asadin. Chaim says, yeah, lifnim mishur asadin. You're right, you could be machzer. He puts up a sign in the building. And a neighbor comes over and says, yeah, I lost 100 shekel. He goes to ask Chaim Kanievsky. He says, yeah, lifnim mishur asadin, you could give him back the 100 shekel. But, lemaisa, the 100 shekel belongs to you. So you mechuyev maisa now 10 shekel. So if you give me back the 100, you know, you owe tzedakah 10 shekel. So take off 10, or give him 100. So he took off 10, and he gave back the guy 90. So Chaim Kanievsky told the guy that got it, you know, Pi Halacha doesn't have to give you. So you have to give him the 99 shekel. So he was left with 81. So they asked the Chaim, what? He said, it's Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. It says in the Afloah is a Choshev Sefer. Vayiten loy maiser mikoil. Avraham Avinu gave maiser from what money? I don't understand what happened here. Avraham went to the war, and Malkitzedek Melech Sholem comes over, and he gives him maiser. From what money he gives him maiser? You know, some from money that Avraham Avinu owned with the years. So why he gave him the middle parshas Lech Lecha? Zog de Afloe, he gave him maiser from all of the money of Melech Zdoim before he returned it to Melech Zdoim. Api Halacha it says. So what up here, it says. So you could give back the Melech Zdoim, but Lama Zogin, in the war he got $5 billion from Zdoim. Now he owes Tzedakah, he owes Chaimish, he owes $1 billion, yeah? So he couldn't give back the Melech Zdoim all the money. Then he owes Tzedakah $1 billion. So he gave him Meiser, and then he gave back the Melech Zdoim the rest. As Eda Afloy learns Pshat in the Pasuk, Vayitel le Meiser Mikoil.
Well, yeah?
As Eda learned Afloy. So Chaim said, yeah. Give pasuk. So I had a mice with my father-in-law, Mavrom Guvitz, or Shiv from Gateshead. I was in the house, and the phone rang. They called from the British bank. Someone put in your account £5 million. So my father started to say, it's a mistake. So I took the phone and put it down. He said, why? I said, so what if it's a mistake? Toys akomuto. Don't give it back. He says, I'm sorry, you know, I don't live like that. I don't take money that doesn't belong to me. I said, listen, you want, first, you have agents that need it. Yeah? Oh, well, you know, you're a tzaddik and the cheshbon of different people. I said, yeah, a tzaddik? He says, no, it's not my hanogi, I'm not using it, I want to give it back. It's not my mahalach. I said, okay, but you know, al pi halacha, you mechuyev maaser. So if you give it back, you know, you're sitting in Gehenna for not giving maaser. So take off maaser, then you want to give it back, you give it back. Till we argued and argued, so the bank chapped, they checked, and it was like a mistake, and he lost it. Yeah, a lot of shalom. So I told him, but I have a mefurish pasuk in the afloah. It says in our parsha that Avraham Avinu, even that he didn't want to take the money from Melech Zdoim, He had to give ma'isa. So you're trying to be a machmir, you lose it. You're not mekayim ma'isa. Shadai does that. It's often a gemoris in Baba Metzia that one of the Amiroim, they bought him a donkey and was a diamond on it, and he says, Chamor kanise, mar genise, loy kanise, and he went and he gave it back to the Arab. And the Gemara says, Ashreichem Yisrael, was a Kiddush Hashem, Shet Kloem, that Amir didn't have money. Chazal say he was so poor, his Talmidim bought him a donkey for Parnose. And when he bought him a donkey, he found a diamond on his neck. And they told him, Rebbe, oh, now you'll have a Parnose. And he said, Chamor kanise, mar genise, loy kanise, and he gave it right back. So he didn't have money to give up Maaser. So we see the answer is, if a person doesn't want to be zeicha in something, it's not his, and he doesn't have to give ma'isa. So I told him, so what's the pshat by us? So he said, the pshat is hazei. I'm saying it b'tziru from different sforim, but in our parsha, Avraham Avinu was zeicha midin kibush milchama. All of the money was his, kibush milchama. You don't have to pick it up. The kinyan is kibush milchama. B'meile, b'kibush milchama, it doesn't make a difference if you want or you don't want. If you're the king, it belongs to you. You can later throw it away. When you capture a country, everything belongs to you. When you pick up money, so I said, the Chavetzelis HaShorin brings down eisen pshat and psukim emes la'amito mamish. It says the Malki Tzedek took out bread and wine. Rashi says, Nosan lo lechem ve'yayin, kach oisim le'yegei ha'milchomo. This is the way you do to people that come back from war. Like for you have a sudas, you know, avroe and avelus. Heroloi she'ein beliboi shehorag es bonov. Avon killed a lot of people. Shem could have feel bad. It says ein lach. He showed him, I'm not upset with you. So what is kach oisim leyegei hamilchama? Stop, send him flowers. Say, I'm not angry with you. Zog the tas. Zog the chavatzeres hashoroin. Is a halacha, if someone comes to kill you, you're not allowed to kill him. First you have to chop his hands, his feet. If you don't manage, you're allowed to kill him. In a war, is no as a halacha. In a war, you fight to kill. In a war, is no din, you have to try. This is hilchis milchama. Avraham Avinu was all nervous that maybe he could have saved Lloyd in different ways without killing. Matzim, Avraham went into the war, what is the two pigoyim are fighting. He felt al pi alochi was mechuyim medin geulas adam to save Lloyd, but he felt maybe he could have saved Lloyd in a different way. So Malki Tzedek told him, here it was not a tzoras nefoshes. Here was a milchama. Kach oisim leyegei milchama. Don't feel bad. In that moment, when Malki Tzedek gave him the bread and the wine, and Avraham Avinu chab that it's called a milchama, va'yidel lemaisa mikoyim. Oh, so now I have to give ma'aser before I give it back. He was planning to give it back to Avraham Avinu, to Sdoim. He was not planning to use the money from Sdoim. He was planning to give back the money to Sdoim. But in the minute that he saw that Malki Tzedek said that it's a war, so the Seder HaPsukim is givaldik. Vayiten loy ma'aser mikoil. Vemalki Tzedek melech sholem oitzilechem v'yayin v'ukoil lekel elyoin v'yivachayu v'yayim v'boruch Avraham lekel elyoin. Ah, it was a war. But Meile, here's no problem to give tzedakah. Here we're going to give tzedakah. But Meile Miyad, he gave him the tzedakah. This is the Seder HaPsukim. Then, it's like one more little hour before we go to the next vault. This is the vault of Reb Shlomo LeMizvil. I don't know if you're allowed to say it, but if Reb Shlomo LeMizvil said it, and the time that he said it, I'm saying it over. ויאמר אברהם, מתיתן לי ואנוכי הולך הרירי ובן משק ביסי דמשק אליעזר. השם, I don't have kids, you know, you give me brochus, חוב גורניש, I only have דמשק אליעזר. אליעזר, רבד אברהם. זוג תרשי, what is דמשק אליעזר? לפי התרגום, he was from דמשק, from Syria, yeah? ומדרש הגודל, ובתלמוד, the Gemara says, Damesek. Doile umashke mitoiras rabbi. Eliezer was the Rosh Hashiva by Avraham Avinu's Yeshiva. It was the Choyzer. Frag the Pshleim Alem Izvil. Avraham Avinu is coming to complain to the Rebbeinu Shilo. Elam Hashem, listen, you give me brach as a chob gornish. Nor a Damesek Eliezer. Forget, Damesek Eliezer is not so bad. Against the Rosh Hashiva, yeah? Here is the place to say that Eliezer is Damesek. It's so much times that Eliezer is mentioned in the Torah. Give him the title, Damesek. But when Avraham Avinu is complaining, Hashem, Echob Gor, Nishnor Adamesek. Eliezer? Mishtad Eshlach. Dost Adamesek Eliezer. So Rav Shlema Lemizvir said, Doile Umashke Mitoy Ras Rabbo is worth nothing. He didn't have egg in a chidush. It was not on his own. Avraham was Avraham. Yitzchok was a whole different madregas, right? Avraham Chesed, Yitzchok Din, Yaakov, Rachmi Medin. Damesek Eliezer, he just says over. Chob garnished. Don't say chob garnished. A person that doesn't know, Alein, Chazashir, Mechadish, take the Suge, and not just to say over. To uptap it, so Avraham Avinu was complaining, chob garnished, not Damesek Eliezer. Then the pasuk says, and this is what I want to open a little bit. Hagar has Ishmael. Sarah gives Avram to marry Hagar, and so has Tainus on Hagar, and Hagar runs away. Vayimtzol lo malach Hashem al ha'ayin b'midbor, vayomer Hagar shivcha sorom eize boz ve'ono teilchi, v'toyim mipnei sorai gvirti anoichi b'irachas. I can't stay here in the house, I have to run away. Zog disporno ha'kodosh, the Alta Mikelem, Mislabotka brings it down. Vayomer lo Hagar shivcha soro eize boz, ואונות אליכי. אי מזה בוס, ואונות אליכי. אי מזה בוס, from where you're coming and where you're heading. And she said, I'm running from sorrow. The posuk is a strange posuk בפשט אמילס. ויאמר הוגור סיפך שורו. The מלאך tells הוגור, אי מזה בוס, from where you came. ואונות אליכי, and where you're going. And she says, I'm running away from my גבירתי סורו. ואתוימה בפני סורו גבירתי אני ברחס. ויאמר לו מלאך השם שובי על גבירתך ויסעני תחס יודו. Stay there, even that it's hard. זוג דספורנו הקודש. אי מזה בוס ועונות אליכי. פרק תזיין פסוק חס. כלוימה, הביטי וראי, מאיזה מקוים נוסס. From where you're running away. כי אויס במוקים הקודש בבייס הצדיקים. ואת הלכס בחוץ לאורץ אל מוקים תומו ואנשי רשע. He told her, why are you running away? Look from where you're coming, look where you're going. So she said, I'm not going away. I'm just running away, I just can't be there. And the Malach tells her, stay there, even that it's hard. Zog de alte mislabotke, gewaldike yesoit. Alte mikelem, I'm sorry. Zog de alte mikelem, alte gewaldike yesoit. The Malach told her, where are you running away? Such a good place to such a bad place. She said, I'm not going to the bad, I just can't stay here. He told her, it's better to stay even if it's hard with a good chevre from going away to a bad place. A person has to know he's not allowed to be near bad. He's mushpa from bad. A bad sviva is mashpia. Bocha asked me this week, a shvach adire, a nice adire, but one guy has a machine deer. So stay all of your life in a terrible deer from chas v'sholem stepping in mokim atuma. Chas v'sholem. No shaykhis, it's one guy, it's lak. La mishane. Alta said, it says, in the Mishnah and Oves, Omar Rabbi Yosef ben Kisme, Pamacha Saisi Me'alech Baderech, Poga Mi'odom Echot, Nosan Lisholem, Michzalti Lisholem, Omar Li Rebbe Me'ize Mokimato, Amarti Lo Mirgdoilo Shel Chachomim, Shel Soifrim Ani, Omar Li Rebbe Retzelcho Shetodu Rimonu, come to live with us, and I will give you Alfei Alfei Din Reizor V'Chesef, Avonim Tevis Margolias. He says, if you give me everything, I'm only staying B'Mokim Toiro. שנאמר טוב יותר אספיחו מעל פי זוהב החסד. שכינו אמר דוד המלך, טוב יותר אספיחו מעל פי זוהב החסד. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was going in the way, and a guy came over to him and said, Rabbi, from where you are? He said, a city full with chachamim. He said, I'll give you all the money in the world, come to live with me. He says, no. David HaMelech says, Tov yoter yaspicho me'al pi zohav v'chesef. So I'm chayav a loshon al stam. Why he has to say, David HaMelech says? Because if not David HaMelech, if a person will say, stam, Tov yoter yaspicho me'al pi zohav v'chesef, he could say he doesn't know what his money. So he says, Tov yoter yaspicho me'al pi zohav v'chesef. But David HaMelech was a king. He knew what all the money in the world means. And he says, Tov yoter yaspicho me'al pi zohav v'chesef. Freg the Artemis Slabotka, he doesn't understand. Mikael, he doesn't understand pshat. Doesn't understand pshat. Chazal say that every person, if he has his name in the Gemara, it means he's a choshev person. If not, it's chosi dechod. Tzadik echod. It says it as a mile. Here it doesn't say nothing. Upaga bi odom echod. No name, no title. And he told me, Rabbi, I want to give you all the money in the world. Come to live with me. I told him, no, I want to stay. Why doesn't have a title? Why doesn't have a title? Chosid echod, tzadik echod, nothing. No mile state on the person. The lashon is, bepoga biyodim echod. Maise bechosid echod. Zog ta'alte mikelem. I don't understand. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma meets this person. He says, listen, I have all the money in the world. Please come to live by me. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma tells him, no, I only want to stay in Makom Torah. Why, l'chura, that person is a huge tzaddik. You know how much money he was asking to give to import the Talmud Chacham to live in his town? Alfei din rezov v'kesem argoyes. For sure he's a chassid. He wants to support so much Torah. He met Rabbi Yosef, he said, listen, I'll give you alfei din rezov, a chesef, and you'll come to live with me. You know how much he wanted to support Torah? You can't call him a chassid. It's like the Alter Mikelem, if you're such a chassid to Torah, sell your business and come to live near Torah. The answer is his business was in this city, he couldn't leave. So he doesn't like Torah. He likes his business more from Torah. He's a city without chachomim. If he's not masking to leave the city to come live near Teire, you can't even call him chassid. Even though he's masking to moitzi all the money. Be'etzem, this is the yesod of the parsha. The Mefoshim explain, Lech Lecho, it's the first nisayon from Avraham Avinu. Well, what is the message of the nisayon? If you want to grow, you have to leave the bad. The bad is mashpia on a person. A person cannot be in a mokrim ra. Not to say I'll be in the ra and I'll be mashpia in the ra. A person is not allowed to be in a mokrim ra. He has to go to a mokrim toiv. This is the beginning of the parsha. This is the lech lecho. Me'artzecho, 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 me'artzecho. The parsha finishes with the bris milah from Avraham Avinu. And the Mefoshim asked a kasha, famous kasha, says that Avraham, Ekev asher shoma Avraham bekoili, shekiyem Avraham Avinu es kol ha'tere kulo. Avraham Avinu was mekayem kol ha'tere kulo. So the shayla is, if Avraham Avinu was mekayem kol ha'tere kulo, so why he didn't do bris milah before Hashem told him? He was really 100 years old. How Chazal could tell us Avraham kept every mitzvah? I think bris milah he didn't care. Avraham kept all the Tere Kula. I have a foolish pasuk. He's 100 years old and he's not gimalt. How you can say that Avraham Avinu kept all the Tere Kula? A bris milah he never kept. So the Mefoshim say a couple terusim, and I want to touch some of them and get to the parsha. One terus the Mefoshim say is the issur for a person to cut himself. Moshe has a whole tshuva if you're allowed to make a cosmetic operation. But it's time to cut yourself, you don't have a heter. So Vali was not mitzvah to make a bris mila, he's not allowed to cut himself. It's a isur lachbol be'atzmoy. So that mitzvah was no way to do before Hashem tells him to do it. Another teretz is, kol zmani was not mitzvah, the mitzvah is not to cut a piece of your body. Is to meisir de orle. Zog de Briskerov, Kol's man was no mitzvah, it was not called the Orle. The mitzvah was to cut off the Orle. Kol's man was no mitzvah, it was not called the Orle. The mitzvah is not to cut the edge of a body. The mitzvah is to take off the Orle. The Gemara says, Kol ha-goyim arle lev. A goy is called the Orle, even if he makes a bris milah, he's called the Orle. Gemara nedorim. But mainly, Kol's man was no mitzvah, there was no way to take off the Orle. Zog de mishachoch me. Bar Sameach, such an emes pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says, everybody has this kasha. In the end of the parsha, it says, "Vayi Avram tishim shono, vayiru Hashem el Avram, vayemer lo vani kel shakai hisalech lefonai veheye samim, veedno brisi beini ubeincho, ve'arbe oischo b'moi." Hashem tells us to make a bris mila. Vayi poel Avram al pano. Avram falls down on the floor. זוקט רשי ממויר השכינה שעד שלא ימל לא יהיו בו כוח לעמוד ורוח הקודש נצא בסולו וזהו שאומר בבילוים נויפל וגלוי עיניים ברייס את רב לזר מוצוסיק והיפול אברום על פונו later he is a gimalt he could stand מוישה could stand ינקב could stand אז בילום can't stand נופל וגלוי עיניים Frag the Mishachoch me, and what happened to all the times that Hashem spoke to Avram till this pasuk? Why only in this pasuk Avram falls on the floor? So you could say it's a gilui. So the Mishachoch me, no. Till the parsha bris mila, Avram was not orel. Was no orel in the world. So when Hashem spoke to him, he stand. Only after he was nitztava and the mila, he became a orel. From this minute on. So b'meile, he can't stand. So now, after Avram was nitztava and the mile, then it's vayipol al pono. Another Torah, they say that God la mitzuve v'oisa, yesh la mish'eina mitzuve v'oisa. So in all the mitzvahs, Avram knew that he will never be mitzuve. See, he have to rhyme. But mile, he knew the ruach ha-kedish, that when he'll be 100, he'll be mitzuve v'oisa. And if he will do it before, he will lose the mile of mitzuve v'oisa. So he decided to leave it later to be mitzuve v'oisa. Another Torah, the Biskerov says, that, you know, when you go to the bris, you tell people, where I'm going? To a bris. Why don't say, I'm going to a cut? We're going to a cut. What are you going to do there, a cut or a bris? A shnait, a chaticho, not English. I'm going to a chaticho. Why do you say bris? What is the answer? Bris mila is not a cut. It's a bris. This is what we call it. It's different. It's not, the shame of the mitzvah is bris. Even though we say Hashem, it's not ala mila, yeah? But lemaisa, it's called bris kodesh, yeah? Bris kodesh? It's a bris in between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. A bris, like the briskerov, you could do only in between two parties. But mainly, because when Avram was not mitzuve, you couldn't do the bris mila. Because it would not be called a bris. But mainly, bris mila, Avram Avinu had to wait till he was nitztave to make the bris mila. Another teretz they say the last teretz, a goy shemal, you're not yoytzei de mila, because he's not in parshas mila. So because when Avram was not mitzuve, he couldn't do the bris mila, because he called goy shemal. A goy can't do a bris mila because he's not mitzuve in the mila, so it's not called a bris mila. So there was no way to Avram Avinu to make a bris mila. Only after he was nitztave, b'meila he could have done the bris mila. So one mazach, maybe two mazachim, two nice things. It says, "Vayoymer Avram, Hashem Elokim b'mo eid akir rishenu." In Bris ben Apsorim, ויאמר אברום, השם אלוהיקים, אדנס, א' ד', השם אלוהיקים, א' ד', it says, מתיתן לי, אני אלך הרירי, I only have a דמשק. It's the first time in the Torah that it says that someone called the ריבונו של עולם, שם אדנוס, א' ד'. זאת בגמור אין ברוכס, דף ווב, דף זין, עמוד בי, somewhere there. לא היו אודם שקורא לקדש ברוך הוא אודם, עד שבו אברום הבינו וקרוא אודוין שנאמר ויאמר אברום אלוהיקים במה עדה כי הרשנו So Mefoshim explained that the Shem Adnus was to be makir that Hashem is the one that created the world. Adon is a boss. Hashem is the king. Everyone knew that Hashem created the world, but that he's the boss, he's the manig, he's the Adon, he's the in charge. This Avraham Avinu was megale ba'olam. Lo yehoyo Adon shekroi la'Hashem Adon, ad shebo Avraham v'kroi Adon. So, as a Siddur, Shara Rachamim. I think they have it in the Oitzarim. It's two volumes Siddur from Rabbi Ron Plavansky. So the Goyen gave a comment to the Siddur. So Pirush there. He asked the Goyen why he gave, because he saw the first Pshat and he loved it. He says, why in the morning we say Adon Olam at the beginning of davening? Adon Olam. It's a beautiful davening. Hashem Olam B'Terem Kol Yitzin Yivro B'Hu Oyo B'Hu Oyo B'Hu Oyo B'Sifaro. It's such a beautiful davening. Why the mincha, ma'ariv? Why only in shachris? So that siddur said pshat because Avram was betaken tefillah shachris. Avram was the first one that said adoin. So we make it in shachris. This is where we start shachris with adoin alom. The Goyen said this is emes la'amita. Says you get a skomet. One more little vote for Shabbos when Avram Avinu went to complain and Ishmael. So it says. Comes back, to Hogo. Go back, you will have a boy, his name will be Ishmael. Yodei Bakol, Veyad Kol Boy. Yodei Bakol, Veyad Kol Boy. Lebedik, yeah? Yodei Bakol, Veyad Kol Boy. So it's brought down, as a sefer Chidudim, it's brought down that when the Biskarov was a little kid, when Reb Chaim was a little kid, so, the Rebbes came to complain to the Bisalevi that Reb Chaim started up with some kids. So the Bisalevi told Reb Chaim the beginning of the Pasuk or the end of the Pasuk? So Reb Chaim told his father the end of the Pasuk. So the Bisalevi told him, okay, so you could go out. So they asked the Bisalevi what happened. He said, I meant to ask him, Yodei Bakoil or Yad Kol Boy? Who started? Yore Bakoil or Yad Kol Boy? He told me the end of the Pasuk. They started. So I told him he could leave. Shabbos.